Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seats with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
Yeah.
Like the one person was just like, yay! Coming to you from our first ever home, the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles, California! All right, it's Tuesday, August 7th, 2018. I saw some great name tags when I was just out on the road in Montreal and Traverse City, Michigan. So, show me what you've got, Los Angeles. Not so great. Oh, wait. Wow, it's like a left brain, right brain thing going on here, where everybody on this side of the house has just sat this one out. This guy in front is just like, I'll just have my arms crossed. That'll get the job done. He's like, I don't know what the hell's happening. I came here to see some improv. Well, most of this is made up on the spot. That guy over there made a name tag, though, called Halloween, because your name's Ian?
Yeah.
Okay. I like, for a movie that's not even out yet, we've got over there, we've got Mary Scott-ins Returns. That's a gentleman named Scott, I'm guessing. What's this Fear and Loathing one? What does that say on it? Sophia and Loathing in Los Angeles, Las Vegas, but now in Los Angeles. All right. Well, we definitely have enough for people to choose from, and good luck to everybody. Doug plugs Atlanta this Sunday at 4:20. Doug Loves Movies returns to the Variety Playhouse Wednesday, August 15th. I'm doing stand up at the Improv in Tampa, Florida. Saturday, August 18th, DLM at the Orlando Improv at 4:20. And if you are attending Ellis Mania in Las Vegas, be sure to check out Doug Loves Movies on Saturday, August 25th. And then we're back here at the UCB Franklin location on Tuesday, August 28th. For all my upcoming stand-up and podcast shows, go to DougLovesMovies.com. All right, well, that's for first-time listeners, people love movies and birds of prey. Let's look in the prize bag. Oh my god, I'm so excited about the prize bag this week. I even put something on the internet today, showing off what I was going to bring because I really thought that might move a few more tickets, a few more people might show up. Who bought their tickets today? Yeah, did you buy your ticket because you saw me seeing what you could possibly win tonight?
No,
no, you just bought a ticket. I don't know why I bother, but. One of the sponsors of tonight's show is providing a nice coffee beverage. This is our from our friends at Monster Espresso, the energy coffee, a new advertiser. This particular flavor is salted caramel or caramel, depending on where you're from and whether or not you like to pronounce things correctly. So that's in the bag, plus a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt and a Tito's vodka bandana. Yeah, I thought you guys might be into that. A copy of Traverse City Magazine. A beautiful Christmassy bong from Peacemaker. And... something else I acquired at the Traverse City Film Festival, a copy of the DVD of a movie called Dog Man 2, yes! The Wrath of the Litter. Yeah. And it's all in a Just for Laughs Comedy Pro bag because I was just up in Montreal at the Just for Laughs Festival and had a wonderful time there. And all that's going in the bag, plus what my guests bring, but also one other thing that I brought, which is... if, like me, you purchase a VIP ticket to a Taylor Swift stadium tour concert, what arrives at your home is this fucking brick of an item. Extremely heavy. And it's a beautiful box. It's got T. Swift on the cover. And then when you're like, oh, Taylor Swift sent me a box. What's in it? When you open it up, oh, I should get a mic ready for this. When you open it up, this happens.
Hey guys.
If you're watching this right now, then you got a VIP package for the Reputation. And I'm so excited that you did. I'm so excited.
She's excited that I bought a VIP. So for the listeners, it's like this pop-up thing, but then there's a video, and it shows her doing VR, and it's unsettling, and then, and it attracts flies, apparently. But then, like, you open up another level of it, and you get to play peekaboo with Taylor, and then they have, like, a patch and a light-up laminate thing you put around your neck when you go to the show, and you light up and you look special, and a CD and a plaque with a ticket in the middle of it. What the fuck? You could open it further if you're one of those people that likes to pry, and you'll eventually find a giant book in here called the Taylor Swift Reputation Tour book.
Look at this fucking thing.
I think this is why it's so heavy. This is the heaviest part, is this goddamn book that they hide in the bottom. So this thing, this has got to be worth $40 if you eBay it. It's a fun puzzle. Try putting this shit back together. Good luck. Same amount of time and you'd have a nice cabinet from IKEA. Oh, everything's falling everywhere. I've ruined this thing. But, so that's going in the prize bag, plus the stuff from my guests. And, I'm sure one of my guests will top this thing. So let's get them out here. Please give it up for Arden Marine, Tim Dillon, Kurt Braunohler, and Tom Lennon.
Ha 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 ha.
Well, thank you for admiring my box.
You've got a beautiful box,
it's
Doug.
Such a nice box.
It's such a gorgeous box.
I was walking over here feeling like, oh, my box is kind of heavy.
No, you got a
perfect...
But
it's worth it. It's worth it getting my box here.
Let's
hey, what's going on? Why is Kurt Braunohler standing behind his chair?
I got a bunch of stuff, so
you have so much stuff that it's just taking up your seat.
Yeah. He can't go in the express lane with all this shit.
All right, so you're going to have to stand for a little while because I have to introduce everybody before we get to...
Of course, I'm going to take my time.
In that case, I'm taking a knee.
Oh, wait, what... What are
Fuck
you?
Fuck you, Braunohler.
Oh, shit. What are you?
He's protesting just me.
Yeah, you're protesting the giant tall, white man.
Tall people that I love.
Oh, okay.
Loved? Past tense is over?
Finally,
finally
protesting something you love. Such a sweet protest.
Girls, you're both pretty.
Thank you.
My friend's dad used to say that when his sisters were fighting. He'd walk through the room and it wouldn't matter what they were fighting about. Just go, girls, you're both pretty.
Because
that's what women fight about. I'm pretty, Karen.
I gotta say, it really raises my hackles when I'm arguing with a man and somebody uses that line. Like trying to like diminish us by comparing us to women. It's like, fuck you. Women are awesome.
Oh my God.
Wait, does that happen a lot?
Yeah. No, it's a go-to line.
Oh, is it?
Guys say, girls, you know, you're both pretty or whatever.
Do they really?
Yeah. Huh. Or just to any two guys, if you call them ladies.
Oh my God, I only heard
insulting.
Aw. I didn't know that. Are you okay?
Tom is back to protesting, but I feel like he's no longer protesting me.
I could talk about this subject for forever, but instead, let's meet everybody on the panel because we got four great people here, starting with Art and Marie.
Hi! Thank you. Hello.
Insatiable on Netflix.
Yeah, it starts this Friday.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's so good. And it starts this Friday.
Why the controversy, though? Is it controversial already?
It reminds me of like Heathers or To Die For. It's like a dark comedy.
So
and
it's not a fat shaming show.
Not at all. Not okay. Remotely. All
right. So what are the not first? At all. What happens in the first 40 seconds? Does someone like shoot a dog and go, "I'm insatiable for dog killing"?
And they're like, "Oh, I'm so insatiable." That's exactly what happens.
Like
did you find out the screen?
Oh, I got a screener.
That's
sorry.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah, but it's about like it's you know everybody in it is sort of a fucked up character and everybody has like a big hole in their soul, but it's everybody's just terrible people trying to fill that hole. Doug, that sounded bad.
Yeah, it did. But also good.
Oh my God! Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That one really walked the line. That was a real Johnny Cash. That line. Let's also say hello to a first-time guest on the show. It's Tim Dillon, everybody.
Thank you. Very excited, nervous and excited.
Yeah? Why nervous?
I don't know. I've never done it. I don't know. Everyone said it's hard. A couple of people said it's hard. My manager was like, you should prepare. I'm like, what? And they just hung up the phone. He goes, you should prepare. And then just hung up. I'm like, prepare what? I was so... I don't know. We'll see what happens.
All right. Well, I mean, you're doing great so far. Because honesty is fun.
Good.
Yeah. There's also no way to prepare for this.
Well, that's what I kind of thought.
No.
You just watch movies.
I almost
get as many as you can before the show.
I almost panicked and like looked up a few actors today. Like I almost panicked and tried to do my research.
Just go on IMDb
and just
start with the A's.
I'm gonna briefly study the history of film.
Yeah.
Especially the parts that shouldn't be history, the most trivial parts.
Yeah, I almost did that today.
3 months ago when Doug was like, hey, you wanna do the show? And I was like, yeah, of course. And then I forgot that I had said yes. And then I got a text yesterday from Doug, and he's like, see you tomorrow. And I'm like, fuck you in my mind.
Sure.
And the one thing I forgot is that I've always failed at this show.
Sure, me too.
And then my
me
next
too.
Thought was, what part of my life and or career is he going to drag through the mud on the podcast?
Oh, well, let's get right to it.
Oh.
Hey, why do you think you weren't in Dunkirk?
Doug, that's a great question. As a person who was in two Christopher Nolan movies, I watched Dunkirk.
What happened to your relationship with him? What went wrong?
This is a great question. I watched Dunkirk and I'm like, where the fuck is the funny gynecologist? At some point, somebody has to go to like a proctologist or a guy who goes like, well, I got bad news.
Oh, man. I would have loved it if that opening scene is like, and then all the hats, all the metal hats, and then it's just Tom Lennon looking back to find the bomb.
Well, the reason I asked that is because I just love that Christopher Nolan told Tom that he was playing the same character
in
two different Nolan joints. And that's just bullshit. But, you know, it got you through, right?
It really gave
you a through line for your performance.
Yeah. By the way, was the UCB stage always covered with flies?
No, I've been noticing that since I got out here. I think it might be my Taylor Swift box.
It's like butterflies and flies.
They might be coming out of this box, too.
Oh, really? You brought a box of flies as one of your...
Guys, please, for the prize at home, the stage is covered with fruit flies.
There's flies everywhere. It feels like at one of a movie where a real bad disaster is about to happen.
Right. Like, how did they not notice
flies?
How didn't they notice?
Yeah. But anyway, that's Tom Lennon, everybody, I was just speaking to.
I was cut out of Dunkirk, probably.
Yeah. And also joining us on the stage, but refusing to take a seat.
Yeah. Someday it's, soon.
Someday, yeah, but not a knee, Tom. I said a seat. It's Kurt Braunohler!
Hi. Hello.
Star of last summer's smash, The Big Sick. And then here's what I wrote after that.
Yeah.
What's next?
Do you want to know what's next?
I do.
Okay. Well, after The Big Sick, I was on Lady Dynamite, and now I'm going to be doing a Showtime show called Black Monday with Don Cheadle.
You've already shot that.
It starts shooting in October.
Oh, shit. What were you out of town shooting recently?
That was the Seth Rogen, Charlize Theron movie. It's called Flarsky now, but it's not going to be called Flarsky in the future. And that won't
come out it's not called Flarsky now or Flarsky in the future?
Flarsky in the future would be the best name ever.
Okay, so...
Oh my God, please tell them I said hi. Please tell them I said hi. What's going on? Tell them I said hello. Literally.
I was reading Seth Rogen today tweeting about how Pineapple Express was never a name of a strain of weed. They made the movie. They made it up.
Yeah.
And now it's, you know, you can get Pineapple Express everywhere. And I think the tweet was basically bragging.
But also, if you created a universally bought weed, wouldn't you brag about it?
It would be great if I did that. Too bad I'm not known for that. Too bad smoking weed isn't really my thing. But yeah, I get it. Occasionally somebody will reach out and say that their neighborhood drug dealer calls their strain Benson or they named a dog Doug.
No relation.
No, I think those people are high as well. I think it's pretty common. So we got to talk prize bag with everybody, but just so we can get Kurt into his seat, I'd like to start with what did you bring?
So this is a lot of stuff.
Yeah, clearly.
Okay, so first off, this was all of this stuff. I had forgotten my prize bag, and then I just did a podcast right before coming here, Jonah Radio, a very great podcast
you listen to right now.
And I won on that show, and so here's what I have to give you.
Oh, my God. This is eight humble brags on top of each other.
First off, you've got a signed headshot of a young Howard Kramer.
Wow. Look at that hair.
Okay.
Wow.
The
picture is a little crinkled.
Yeah, it's a little crinkled.
He's been jerking off for hours in the Gelson's parking lot.
This is
Howard.
It does look like he used it.
Howard is a tiny bit crinkled also. This is not far-fetched.
He feels like Ralph Macchio and like a hot vampire boy.
Call him Chris because he is.
Crinkle. Please hurry.
Okay. This is
feels like the opposite of having your bags, having your shit bagged at the grocery store.
So this is two tapes, which is the complete Andrew Dice Clay, The Day the Laughter Died. Tape one and two.
Wow. Oh, Arden's jerking off with that now.
Arden has rubbed her teeth. And for some reason, her bosoms.
Los Lobos, the best band in East LA collection. And again, a tape. You gotta have a tape player for this shit. Then DVD complete episodes of First and Ten, HBO's first scripted show that features a lot of nudity. And
yes, Ballers with Tits.
Yeah, Ballers with Tits. And then, of course, the
Kurt
Brownler.
Wait, are there not tits on Ballers?
There are, but not nearly enough to get me to sit through Ballers. And also, checkmate. Where are the fucking Ballers from the title? I want to see some fucking balls.
Again for the ball.
I don't like this at all.
No. This is a Keep It Dry Kurt Brownler towel. It's a towel that has my face on it. And I've used it twice at the gym, so it smells a lot like me. And then...
Wait, did you just, like, turn it around when you were at the gym, or were you clearly just toweling off with your face?
I purposely fold it like this.
Yeah.
Hey, Kurt, good. I don't want to be a dick.
Yeah.
But I've started to feel like some of the things you brought are just to get the fingerprints of other people on them. In the event that the DA won't shut up. And he's like, well, I had the dice, I had the video... blah, blah, blah. It's got a lot of people's DNA on it.
So you choose. And then this is the last item.
Oh, okay. The box is one item.
This box is one item.
Oh,
this is...
Gwyneth Paltrow's head. How dare you? I love you.
This is a copy. These are all... The complete collection of First and Ten, all 80 episodes, for every member in the audience.
Wow.
What?
So wow. You get all 80 episodes of First and Ten on DVD. Wow. Start passing those out.
I don't think you have enough for everybody, but...
Wow. I have close to enough for people who have DVD players.
Oh, okay. So raise your hand if you have a DVD player, and Kurt's going to walk around and give each of you...
Wow.
First and Ten, the first 80 episodes. Wait, is that the right expression? The first 80? It's got to be every
can't
episode.
Be right.
First 80.
Every episode. Okay.
Only take it if you want it.
Yeah.
By the way.
But definitely stay on that side of the room because they all brought name tags. This side of the room should suffer. Yeah, you're doing great.
Guys, there's a test on First and Ten later. If you take it, I'm going to fucking quiz you when I meet you.
How dare you take that?
Oh, this is like, who knows Edgar Allan Poe's The Mask of the Red Death? Thank you. You walk into a venue and everybody's like, hey, it's cool, it's a masquerade party. And then somebody gave you a thing that fucking kills you.
Wait.
Good job, man. He didn't know about the name tags at all, but he knew how to get one of those sweet DVDs. All right, so how much longer do you think this is going to go on for? It's terrific listening, I got to say. People are like in their cars, I'm not even going to go into work until I hear this play out. Wait, does anybody need a box? Is anybody moving small items? Their
yes,
DVD
hey,
collection.
What's up?
Do you seriously need a box?
Yeah, I'm moving.
Here we go.
That was the best way for people at home. He just went, yeah, I'm moving. Yeah.
That's how you feel when you move.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
He caught the box on his shoulder and handed me something at the same time.
That's exciting.
I was like, I thought I was about to just hit him in the face with the box.
What did he hand you?
What do you mean, don't open it? Has it got shit SARS in it? Yeah. SARS.
It's got SARS.
Does it have SARS?
It's got SARS. Shit SARS.
Okay, so.
Wow.
All right, well, I don't feel bad having to follow that. Because I don't say to people, bring a shit ton of stuff.
But what did you bring for us, Arden?
Oh, well, I feel like the most powerful casting director in 1989. I'm looking at a bright-eyed Tom Lennon and Howard Crane. Would you guys be up for the same part? I don't know. Probably not. I feel like we're putting together the team. Like, yeah.
I feel like I'm the guy you didn't want for, like, the other guy, the main guy's friend.
Right, okay.
And then Howard's the guy you didn't want for the main guy's, the guy that kills the other... yeah.
Yeah, he definitely has somebody under his
floorboards. No, he's got danger. He's full-blown danger.
He's danger. Yeah. He's stranger danger. Well, speaking of stranger danger, I only brought two items. Okay, I'm standing. Okay, I brought My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. It's a dash of awesome. Which is kind of exciting. I bet these two gentlemen are wonderful in it. And then I brought a doll. I brought the Wonder Woman DC superhero girl, and it has a student ID card. And it's like really kind of very foxy for young girls, but she's killing it, and that's what I brought for you.
Yeah, I think I'll hang on to that.
Okay.
You will never walk out of here alive with
Damn.
That.
Yeah. She looks good.
She's got the lasso of truth.
Yep.
Which I love the most recent Wonder Woman movie where there's all the women live on an island together in peace.
Yeah.
But they still, when a man shows up, they have the lasso of truth. They invented a thing they didn't need.
Yes.
Just so in case a thing they never heard of. Because they were like, what is this, a man? What's a man?
Right.
And then they throw the lasso of truth on him right away.
They knew
it. Like, finally, this thing came in handy.
And they're bones.
So I watched that movie, and I immediately thought, man, if there was an island that someone could send me to where Amazons shoot arrows and then hit me with whips and stuff, it'd be a great workout plan.
How great. Robin Wright was so foxy in that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, watching her fight, she was so badass.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was crazy.
Right. But I want to go to a fat farm. Where I just land. One day I land, and they're like, we've never met a man, and now we're going to shoot arrows at you until you're dead.
Can I just say what you showed me? So I didn't.
Wait, what's happening right now?
He showed me something backstage.
Nobody knows.
He showed me a photo. So we both sometimes take Ambien and then don't go to bed, like fight it. And so like.
Wait, you can do that? You can actually fight it?
Yeah. So I'll do
it. Like without the use of like an upper, just like.
No,
just hold
I took
off.
It.
No, hold
I
on.
Took it two weeks ago and
just keep
and,
punching
and
yourself
a hotel,
in the balls.
I ate the entire mini bar. I woke up and it was all gone. But talking about the fat farm, this guy's ripped. He showed me a picture. He took an Ambien.
That was not it. That was a bad idea.
Anyways, he took a photo of him.
I started a war accidentally with the premier of Quebec. Let's move on.
He took a selfie.
I didn't mean
naked.
To do that.
It was in
it.
A hotel room that it had like the TV was in the mirror and had the premier of Quebec was like on where his dick would be, and he took a photo
and then tweeted it out. I was fully tripping on Ambien.
It was so fun. Anyway, so those ladies worked you out well.
God bless. Doug, what are we doing?
Just apologizing to Canada, apparently. But I've been there.
You're in Canada. I watch you on Twitter. You're in Canada like...
I go there
three out of 5 days a week.
I did get them mad at me once. But
what did you say?
What'd you do?
What'd
you say? Doug.
You said they were rude?
No, they're not. What did you do?
I don't want to get into it right now, but it's in my Wikipedia if you want to check it out.
Oh, wait. Wow.
Wait.
All of Canada?
Were you arrested?
Yeah, yeah. No, the Prime Minister at that time demanded that I apologize. And
this was a diplomatic incident?
I did, because it seemed like the easiest thing to do.
Boo.
I can't wait to look this
fuck
up.
That
I like
guy.
Canada. I wasn't trying to make him mad at
was
me.
Was it Justin Trudeau? Because I'm on his side.
No. This happened years ago.
If it's you versus Trudeau, I'm fully Trudeau. Even though you and I have been friends for a long time.
Well, I don't know if I'm fully Trudeau, but I'm mostly Trudeau because marijuana is going to be legal throughout all of Canada on October 17th. All right, so, but that's for another show that I do. We got to talk to Tim about what he brought for
Yeah, well, this is kind of a replacement gift. This is true. I was a child actor, and I printed out a beautiful glossy headshot of when I was a seven-year-old. I was on Sesame Street. You guys know. And I earlier today, I left it in an Uber. Yeah.
What a lucky driver.
It was. Somebody is having a very creepy ride from the valley here. I called the driver. He didn't answer. So
both of his hands were busy.
Yeah, he was probably being arrested. But I got on the way here from CVS, which is known for movie memorabilia. There's a lot of great DVDs there. And when I got these three bags of peanut butter cups, the woman said, "They're really good," at the counter. And I said, "They're for a podcast." And she went, "Yeah." So they
what
are.
You, what are you, five? Explaining what things are for when you buy them?
I was embarrassed.
It's for a podcast. I won't eat all of them.
They're unwrapped. They're
you know
unwrapped.
How ravenous podcasts
they're
are.
Unwrapped mini Reese's peanut butter cups. So
I love it.
You
those
can eat them
good.
And look at those headshots.
By the way, the reason old people hate young people is they say things like, "This is for a podcast."
Yeah.
And old people immediately think, "There's nothing for a podcast has ever been."
Right.
All right, well, let's start passing all that stuff down, if you guys don't mind. Thank you for bringing that. And what do you have for us, Tom?
This is a crew hat from a show that never aired called USS Alabama. It's actually a very rare, cool thing, but throw it in there.
It's so...
You can see it online, but it was after Reno 911. It is. We did a show called USS Alabama. It lasted a minute, and then it was gone.
How many episodes? Did anything air?
Never.
Oh.
What did you play?
I played... Oh, God.
I played the ship.
I wish your name on the show was Alabama. Oh.
You would... I actually think you would like it. You can see it online. It was like the next iteration of Reno 911. You might like it.
But what did you play?
Did you get,
it hurt you. You win.
Did you get to keep the shorts?
I play the acting captain whose name is Glenn Frenchman, if you must know. And there's a lot of like... There's a lot of like group showers and like tragedy on
okay.
it. I think you would love it.
I would love
Glenn
it.
Glenn Frenchman. Frenchman.
Google it. It exists.
I love it. No, I'm very excited about it. And... we're running a little behind because there's so many prizes, Kurt.
Wait, because there's so many or just because of Kurt?
Just Kurt.
Yeah. What a terrible problem. Everybody gets a gift today.
Yeah. By the way, exactly the people who got the gift are
Kurt,
clapping. The other Kurt, people are sitting there
Kurt,
like, fuck all of this.
I also want to say that, by the way, you just described first and down as a gift.
Not a curse that will then collect that you have to figure out how to recycle it.
Who here came tonight hoping to get a doorstop? So, Tim, I have one question before we get to the game portion of the show, and maybe that's why your team was freaking out about you being on here, because it is a hard ball coming right,
I'm ready.
Right at you.
Yes,
something
I am playing.
Comes in fast.
Yeah, I am playing Roseanne in the remake.
What?
And I don't care. Everyone deserves comedy. Go on. Sorry. Yeah.
Tim, Dylan, what was the last movie that you saw?
Oh, fuck. The last movie...
Did you need me to come back to you?
No, the last movie that I saw was Mission Impossible, the new one.
Fallout,
which was written in hours. It was...
Right, just Tom is on a mountain, Tom is in a helicopter.
They telegraph everything.
He's such like, a... But he does
the terrorist group that they're all against is called the Apostles. That's how seriously they took it, you know? The Apostles.
Are there 12
And they
of them?
Kill for money. You
no,
know?
There's 16 of them, which as a Catholic made me mad.
Right.
As soon as, like, there's a whole scene where they're like, "Hey, Tom Cruise, here come the Apostles." And there's just unlimited amounts of them.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck you and fuck you. Yeah. Now jump out of something.
But crazy Tom Cruise is the best action star because he does all of it. Like him.
Yeah.
He's gonna die doing it, I think.
I gotta be honest. I don't think he'll ever die. That's the one guy I'm like, he will never die. But that's the last one I saw.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Don't be sorry. That's the last movie I saw, too, except for the one I saw today.
Damn it.
Yeah.
What was the one you saw today?
Today I saw a puzzle.
And?
How was that?
You can't spell puzzle without a few Z's.
Yes. I like that review.
Kurt, what was the last movie you saw?
Ex Machina.
All right. I know you've been busy.
Sorry. I rewatched it.
This is worth talking about. I had never seen Ex Machina. I was flying home to here. Saw it the other day. Holy fuck. That's a great movie.
It's a really good... I was like drunk and I was like, oh, I want to watch something before I go back. And put it on and I was just like riveted.
It doesn't hurt that there's like a sex robot who's looking at you. And then the whole movie is about like, you would fall for a sex robot, you asshole.
Yeah.
And then you feel like an asshole.
Yeah.
And I was like, checkmate.
And then the robot has...
That part where Oscar Isaac and his assistant just start doing a choreographed dance is so fucking cool.
It's amazing.
Out of nowhere, over before you know it. Yeah, but some good moves. You know them. Tom's learned the whole thing. Arden, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw Three Identical Strangers.
Don't tell us anything, right? It's twisty.
Did you see it?
I haven't.
It's so good.
I just said don't tell us anything.
I won't. It's so good, though. It was fascinating.
Don't tell anything. And yet the title is the end of the movie.
No, there's a lot of
But how is it not?
No, it's more than that. It's more than that. It just keeps going and
just
going.
Just like Inception, Leonardo DiCaprio gets pregnant.
The one Christopher Nolan movie that I'm not in. I understand. Thanks for rubbing it in.
You're welcome.
And fuck you.
I have a little of your wine? Thank you.
I thought she was going to say, may I have a chance to speak?
Oh, no.
May I get drunk like you?
It was really good. I think you'll like it, Doug.
Yeah, I think it. Oh, the wine or the movie?
Both.
Okay. But right, it's like got some twists.
It's got so many twists. Like just when you think there's not another twist, you're like, oh my God, there's another fucking twist.
Yeah.
The twist is that there's five of them?
There's five of them.
Oh, thank God.
Two are not quite identical, but they don't count that in the title. It's not as thrilling.
So it sounds like Tom has seen everything. So let's hear it. What's your most recent?
Last night I
movie
watched,
experience.
My son and I last
night. It's the
night
wine that's bringing all these fucking flies around. By the
we
way,
we watched Hellboy 2: The Golden Army.
Last you did?
Yeah, that's a great movie.
That's a fun one.
It holds up,
right?
Oh yeah,
I love that Guillermo del Toro dude.
Yeah, he's not. He's pretty much never wrong. Yeah.
Okay. He was kind of wrong.
On which
one? What was that one with Jessica Chastain and the? Yeah, thank you.
That one's a strange question mark on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was sort of like an attempt at a Shape of Water, and then with Shape of Water, he nailed it.
Shape of Water, but I'm also, you know, it's also like, is it the Abe Sapien movie or not?
Right?
Are we going to talk about this or are we going to talk about this?
Right. Doug Jones is Abe Sapien in the Hellboy movies, and then he's also the fish creature in... Shape of Water.
And now what?
What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that The Shape of Water is clearly the Abe Sapien origin story movie, but why won't
she
anybody
fucks
talk
him
about
until
that?
He learns how to talk? The deaf girl fucks some language into him?
She's mute. She's not deaf. Fuck you. She's not... Wow. Fuck it. Start the dumb questions. But these are good questions to ask. These are fair questions.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, if you ever got really high and watched Amelie, which you never did, I'm sure.
No, but sure. Yeah,
I've
seen Amelie, so I watched Amelie High.
The next
That's a great idea for a show, Amelie High.
The next thing you would do is you would make Shape of Water.
I mean, Kurt, you made a noise about Shape of Water. Did you find it like...
Kurt was mad.
I thought it was a platter of poo-poo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it. I enjoyed the first half.
The tone changes a great deal constantly.
First 45 minutes, I was like, on board. Last 45 minutes, I was like, you stopped writing. Yeah.
Well, you know, once you like type out the words Abe Sapien eats a cat, you're done. You've made a masterpiece.
Does he eat a cat?
Oh, sorry.
No, in the other... Okay.
Sorry.
So again.
Okay.
Again.
Guys, kids at home, I would never say to do this. But here's what you do. Meet your friends that have access to mushrooms. Watch Amelie and Hellboy at the same time.
And then
while you're just devouring like fully medical grade mushrooms. And then see how you feel. Because you'll be as mad as these assholes here right now.
Which assholes?
Oh.
Turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin!
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Gentlemen and lady, the left side of the room has fashioned some amazing name tags. There's a few over here on the side, too. Don't disregard them, but just pick who you'd like to play for. Just go grab the name tag from the person and bring it back to your seat. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you by Espresso Monster. When you need an extra burst of energy but don't have time to wait in line, grab Espresso Monster. Espresso Monster is a premium blend of smooth espresso and cream packaged in an 8.4-ounce can. It's just the right size and perfect for when you're on the go. Each can has 3 shots of espresso blended with European milk, just the way the Italians do it. At 150 to 160 milligrams of caffeine per can, it's sure to give you the energy you need to conquer the day. Espresso Monster has 2 delicious flavors to choose from, espresso and cream, and vanilla espresso. Produced in Denmark and the Netherlands, Espresso Monster is made with freshly brewed espresso coffee, hormone-free milk, and a unique energy blend that's complete with taurine and B vitamins. They sent a few cases to DLMHQ, and we put one in the prize bag tonight. Everyone seems to enjoy the taste and subsequent energy boost. Close your eyes, take a sip, and enjoy Espresso Monster today. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. We did it. Name tags chosen. Now, Tim, since you haven't been on before and you're looking at the back of the name tag right now, do not say what it says on the back out loud. Just tell us what the front says, which is, I've signed this poster already, right? This sign.
It doesn't say anything.
My name is on there because I met them earlier. Tell us about it.
Oh, me?
No, I'm sorry, with Tim.
It says, I now pronounce you Doug and Mary.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic switcheroo. So that's from Mary. Yeah. There she is. What do you got there, Kurt?
I always wait to go last to pick because I will lose, and so I don't want to ruin anyone's chance.
Except for this person.
Well, I mean, I'm ruining their chance, but, you know, if everyone had already gone, who's going to win? This is Austin Glorious Bastards, and it's got everybody's little head on it. There's the Jew Hunter, Colonel Hans Landa. Aldo the Apache, Lieutenant... Oh, this is actually the names of the people.
they put John Hamm in there and a couple other people.
Yeah, and Doug's up cool. the top.
All right.
There we go.
What do you have there, Arden?
I have Kill Dill, Volume 1, and it appears to have a cigarette and a blood candy.
A jazz cigarette.
That's a blunt and an edible.
Oh, my God. I only do Ambien because I'm so bad at drugs.
Let me just see that name tag for a second. Could you just pass it to me for a second?
I'm truly so bad at drugs that when I get high, I make people hold my hand because I'm going to go to Middle Earth, so I can't. Thank you. It's a cigarette. What if I smoked it? I was high till Friday.
What?
High till Friday.
I get so
the
high.
The Arden Marine story.
Who are you playing for, Tom?
I'm playing for Sophia and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Sophia, hi.
Very nice, Sophia. Woo!
My friend who's right here.
Sophia Loathing would be a good stage name. All right, so those are who you're playing for. I've got a couple of games ready to go, and not a ton of time left in the show to do them.
But, I blame Kurt.
That's okay. I'm going to take it. I'm the sin eater. You want to get into it?
Let's start with Live, Die, Repeat.
Yes!
As you can tell, 8% of the audience loves it. I love playing 100-seat theater because if you just, you know, quickly count up the people that respond to something, you know which percentage of the people it matches up evenly.
By the way, that movie is not called Live, Die, Repeat.
Oh, people that like to say that. It's called Edge of Tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's called Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
You just said it's called Live, Die, Repeat. And you're
no, that's the name of this game we're going to play.
But you're 80 feet from the Scientology Center. So
be careful.
Get your shit together, Braun Heller.
That'd be amazing if Tom Cruise used his Scientology power to be mad at people for saying the names of his movies wrong. But that was the tagline for the movie, and it became a popular thing to call it because everybody thought Edge of Tomorrow was a shitty title.
They changed the name of it when it was streaming. They were like, just Live, Die, Repeat.
But just look in this Leonard Maltin book this gentleman just gave me, and it will not say Live, Die, Repeat or Edge of Tomorrow.
Do your thing.
It won't say either.
Because that was back when books were printed.
Yeah, this is the 1988 edition, so... You don't have anything in here. You hadn't done anything by then.
I might exist.
Right, maybe. Okay. All right. So here's how this game works. I say the title of an actual movie, and the first person on the stage that can repeat it back completely and correctly is the winner of the game.
Wait a minute. What?
Fuck this. This is a new game.
This is like the most fun part of this game is when people haven't played it before. Like, that's the whole game? What?
I was so nervous all day.
Yeah, no. You could have just started being nervous right now because I'm going to say the title of a movie.
Just words.
Just the words. And then you guys...
This is bullshit.
Just the first person who can repeat it back wins the game.
Yes. Oh, my God.
You can sit
this
it out.
This is fucking
you can sit
bullshit.
It out.
Do we have to like
go.
Hit
totally
it?
Totally sit it out. Here we go. Reno
911.
I was just joking to see if Tom would know at least that one. All right. So,
oh, by the way, that's a TV show, not a movie. The movie is called Reno 911. Explanation! Exclamation point! Colon!
Oh, right.
Miami. Fuck you! You lost. You don't have to like it.
It was me.
But you were wrong today.
So wait, do you have to finish it, or do you have to
say the whole thing. Every word of the part
that's good to know.
That you won't know until I've said every word, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, okay. This is a real movie, but not on anybody's shelf.
Okay.
Except for maybe one person who's lucky tonight. Sophia or Dill. Wait, did we ever find out what Dill is short for?
Dylan.
Dylan?
Is that true?
Okay. Okay, great. I guessed.
I'm sorry, I didn't think
his name was Dill Pickle.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of hoping it was kill all pickles. All right. I don't like pickles, and I don't like when they put one on your plate, because whatever it touches is going to taste like pickle.
What?
Sounds good to me. That's like a pickle.
I love a pickle.
That's fair, but keep it over there. It's fair.
Yeah, I don't mind people liking pickles.
It's a strong stance, Doug. Are you sure you want to say that on the podcast?
I mean, I'm not going to say kill Dill.
Is that why Canada got mad?
I think Dill should be allowed to live. Here we go.
Okay.
Dog.
Dog bites man.
Ooh.
Days. Dog days.
The bounty hunter.
Dog days afternoon.
Dog day afternoon.
It was just the one day, yeah.
Dog day afternoon.
Dog man.
Dog bites man. Man bites dog.
Dog man. Two.
Dog Man 2.
Dog Man 2, Return of the Dog.
Dog Man. I like where you're going. Dog Man 2. The Wrath
of the Dog.
Of
the Dog Man 2, The Wrath of the Dog
the
Man.
Dog Man 2, The Wrath of
Cats.
The
Dog Man 2, The Wrath of the Canine.
Dog Man 2. The Wrath of the Litter.
Dog Man 2, the Wrath of the Litter.
Kurt Brunholer wins.
Doug, I'm going to just quickly ask. This is a feature film that came out in movie theaters.
Dog Man 2?
Yeah.
The Wrath of the Litter.
No. You did not answer my question, sir.
I handed you the goddamn movie.
And no.
It's real.
You handed me a DVD
yes.
of a movie that was never
you
in
think
theaters.
I faked it?
And it's called, I guarantee you it exists, but it's also called Dog Man 2, The Wrath of the Litter, and this is not a movie that was in venues in America.
Oh, did I say we're playing a game about movies in venues in America?
So wait.
Just because Kurt is Scandinavian, where it was very popular.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're not just pups anymore. That's the tagline.
No, it is.
It says
seriously, in the first Dog Man, they were actually pup men.
Oh yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, not anymore.
That movie was never in venues. It doesn't count.
Tim,
I love that it's
back in the bag.
It's a collector's edition.
Just toss it in.
All right.
Oh. I really wanted you to throw it.
I'm excited.
All right, next time.
Because you know DVDs. What are the chances are you gonna?
Hurt him.
Break it. Kurt gets to go first in our next game.
Okay.
Why is that?
Because he just won that game.
He won that game?
Yeah, he took it down.
Wait.
I listened to the rules.
He waited for me to say the whole title and then
said some words.
Yep.
He said some titles.
This is the only game I'm going to win, Tom. Give it to me.
I love Kurt.
We're all terrible. This is the worst panel. We're terrible. I'm terrible.
Tom, I've devised a series of games tonight that anyone can win. That's the point. Even Kurt Braunmuller.
Go.
I'm very bad.
So he gets to go first in our next game.
Okay.
And then we'll go to Arden, and then Tom, and then Tim. And I'm just going to get from each of you a number. The game is called How Long Is It?
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
12% of the audience loves it. I'll name a thing, and then each one of you, starting with Kurt, gets to guess how long it is.
And we're doing in minutes?
Well, you'll see once you know
the
question.
Fantastic.
I'm ready. The thing we're looking for, how long is it?
Okay, Doug, give it to me.
Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Marriage to Rita Wilson.
Oh.
How long is it in years?
Oh.
No, we got a guess in the audience. Please don't
two.
Do that.
I'm going to say two. I don't know.
You no, think no, that Tom right. Hanks he's has right. been he's married right. to Rita Wilson for 2 years?
I don't know. I don't know.
Let's
I don't
go
know
to,
who
let's
either
go to Arden.
I'm going
to
go for 32 years.
Arden is saying 32 years. This, of course, is Price is Right style. Tom?
Fuck Arden. That's Whoa. Very accurate.
What, you think?
Tom and Rita have been married, and God bless them, for... could she have gone over?
It's possible.
Look Tom and Rita have been married for 29 years.
Oh, Ooh. That's a burn. That's a real burn.
And
that's
I feel like Tom. I feel like Tom's been at Tom's house, so he like has he knows.
I only called them by their first names.
What? Yeah. Like when you're yelling at them on the street?
Tom, Tom,
hey, hey, Rita,
hey, Tom and Rita,
Rita,
Rita. I just made a poops. What are you gonna do, Rita?
All right, Tim, I mean, what do you think? I mean, we have 2 years, 32 and 29.
Can I split the difference and say 30?
You can. Yeah. Is that what you want to do?
That's exactly that, what I want.
I am. Are
is
we
that
doing,
how you want to do this?
Are we doing Price is Right? If it's 28, do I win?
It's it has to be without going over.
Great, love
yeah.
it.
So we have.
Had I known that, I would have
so,
gone 31.
Yeah, you're good for 2 to 27 there, Kurt. So Kurt says 2, Arden says 32. Tom says 29. Tim says 30. And the answer is 30 years. You did it, Tim.
Thank you. Thank you.
First timer. First timer.
First
Thank
time guest. First Thank time you. Win.
I was trying to picture volunteers.
Well,
I was
you know what?
To do the math.
My manager said prepare, and I prepared.
Tom.
I looked at Hollywood marriages all day at In and Out.
And I'm going to make sure it's not within 8 months.
Your voice is spectacular.
Thank you. It's no one feels that way, but
I love it.
Not in real life. It's fun for presentation.
It's wonderful.
Thank you. It was not as wonderful when I was a child actor at 7. It was the same voice. So
he always played young smokers.
Yeah.
All right. So to determine our winner tonight, because each game, Tom, as you know. It just means you get to go first in the next game.
I'm well aware.
It's
yeah.
this game that's really going to seal the deal.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and so Tim gets to go first. We'll switch the order up. It'll go Kurt, Arden, and then Tom, and then me, because I play along on this one.
Of course.
It's a little something called Last Man Stanton. And, wow, that's over 40%. I've pre-selected audience members to suggest to us a name for us to use in this game where we each take turns naming movies that that person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But each of you have one lifeline, and that's the person whose name tag you chose. You can go to them once over the course of the game. Where's Ty Doggy 19XX? Hey, what's up, Ty Doggy 19XX? Good to see you. Oh, we met at the bar next door? All right. I'll take your word for it. And listen, T-Dog, what do you do for a living?
I drive Uber.
You drive Uber.
Do you have my headshot?
It's good.
Uber drivers aren't passing it around, having a good laugh. Okay, so Ty has been selected to give us a name. If we don't like it, I'm going to look and see all your reactions to it. If we don't all agree that it's a good name to use, I'll get a backup name. But Ty, what do you got?
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube. So immediately you name a movie with iced tea in it, and you are racist.
Doug, are we going?
No, we haven't started yet. We haven't started. I'm just looking down the line. How does Arden's not happy about this?
Look at me. We'll do it.
She doesn't love it.
Pass.
Well, here's what happens: is everyone seems like we're all on the same page here. Ice Cube's made a lot of great movies.
Whoa! Time out.
He's made some movies.
He's made a bunch of movies.
He's in movies, and then he's been on that TV show for forever, right?
Of course.
Oh, no, wait. See, I already did it.
No.
And by that TV show, I mean the Ice Cube show.
Ice Cube is one of the founding members of NWA. Day.
All right, you don't have to say those words.
All right.
Okay, so... in case you were thinking about saying the words. Where is Mark Gabbledobbin? Did I get your name right? Mark Gabbledobbin? Yeah, how do you say it?
Gabbledon.
Okay, see, that's what I said. Mark Gabbledon. Okay, so we already heard Ice Cube. I mean, I guess you could, you know, it's up to you what you want to say, but if I were you, I'd go ahead and say Ice-T.
Force us to do it.
Just to save our asses. But if you've got some other suggestion, it's your call. What do you think, Gabble Dabble Don?
Ice-T or Ben Stiller, I guess.
Tom would have to recuse himself because he's written three of the best Ben Stiller movies. Oh, shit.
No. Let's go with Ben Stiller.
Yeah. That's a good one.
All right. So we're doing Ice-T and Ice Cube.
No.
So it's it's the films of either of those gentlemen. And we start with Kurt.
Yes.
What do you got?
This is going to
be over fast. I love it.
I just have to name movies?
Yes. Kurt, it's your turn to name movies. No, you have to name a movie that either one of those gentlemen is in. Just one. And then we'll move on to Arden gets to go next. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Hey.
Tim gets to go first.
Fuck you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, you know what? You weren't doing him a favor, really.
I am so fucked. Can I phone a friend?
You can go to your lifeline right away.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, what's your lifeline's name?
Is it on the
back? What's his name on the front?
Mary.
Oh, Mary. Sorry, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
Mary, what do you got for Ice-T or Ice Cube? Straight out of Compton.
Great job, Mary.
I mean...
I say,
Ice Cube shows up like at the end or something? Because it's about him as a young man, and he was played by
his son.
I don't know if he's in that or not.
I don't think he actually
Do I have
shows
to
up.
Go
Does
in?
He? Oh, she says you see him at the end. Yeah.
No?
How will we even know that, if it's true or not?
Because I decide that it's true.
Oh, interesting.
And then I have the corrections department will deal with it later.
That's a good point.
Because Tim is not a threat in this game, everybody.
Right.
We can let him last one round.
You know what? I agree with Doug.
Yeah.
Let's try to be nice.
Yeah, let's try to
There's play a headshot all over the valley right now.
Let's play a friendly
game. With a lot
game.
Of failed dreams.
You could be. Your phone might ring tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God. I don't even want to imagine that call.
Listen, I saw your headshot in a
Ryan
car.
Yeah, you're right.
You're just what we're looking for.
So I'm gonna go with my lifeline.
Yeah.
And say Straight out of Compton.
Yeah, I think his image probably appears somewhere towards the end or something.
Right. Thank you.
Okay, and there's a guy over there. No. All right. Well, we'll deal with that later. Although the corrections department is off for the summer. Kurt. Any movie this guy. Ice-T or Ice Cube? Yeah.
I'm going to follow my sword.
Oh, you're calling your friend?
No. Friday?
Yeah. Friday, of course. Friday.
Okay. Thank you.
Is next Friday a movie?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, my God. Thank you, Kurt. Thank you. It's a miracle. Kurt was my miracle.
Tom?
First of all, it was supposed to go this way. So I would have
No,
had
I said it was
going to
go this way.
Oh, fuck you. So the answer
but
is...
But anything could happen on this show.
The answer is, are we there yet?
Woo! Oh, yeah. Very nice. I don't think you need a mic drop after every...
Okay. I have one.
I think I do.
I have one.
You have such slippery fingers. Well, it's my turn. Oh. I like to play along. I hope I don't take yours.
Yeah.
I hope I don't trespass on your answer.
You're gonna. Maybe not.
Trespass.
Okay, no.
Okay, what's yours?
Friday after next.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. The trilogy.
So now we're back to Kurt. He used his lifeline already.
No, I didn't.
I just said you did.
What?
No, you're right. You haven't used it yet.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
You're still in
it. I like involving people, so.
Okay, now you're going to go. Now you're going to go to your lifeline. Sorry.
Give it out.
Tank girl.
I'll go with my lifeline. Tank girl.
Very good.
Is Tank Girl 2?
All right, so Arden has to go to
Tech
Dill.
Girl too.
Hey, Dill, thanks for the candy and the cigarettes. Help a sister out.
I love that we live in a state where it would be worse to give a child candy and cigarettes than marijuana and an edible.
Hey, Dill. I got nothing.
Oh, we got nothing both ways.
Wow. All right.
Well, thank you for playing.
Thank you so much.
You're a great competitor.
I really tried. I was a great competitor.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You went hard.
It was hard. Thank you.
But Tom, what do you think? So you need to use your microphone voice.
My options are either T or cube.
Mm-hmm. Either one.
Did you forget, Tom?
Hi.
Don't do crowd work.
A lot of stuff happens in between the things. So there's an amazing movie.
You're making me forget the one that I had ready.
Shut up. That's my goal. And there's a robbery on the subway, and Christopher Walken is involved.
And yeah, show your work.
Arthur 2.
I believe that Ice-T is like one of the cool guys who like...
Do you want to go to your lifeline?
...blows him away.
Because Sophia might know.
Sophia, let's talk.
Anaconda. She's going... No, that's the movie he's describing, Anaconda. So save that one you were talking about for later.
Now that I've worked out the one I was talking about...
Anaconda. Yeah.
Which I believe is pronounced Anaconda!
You know, with Arden out, I think we have, you know, I gotta describe it. Yeah, she's out, so we're left with three kings. And boom.
That was a great movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
That's a great movie.
It's the best movie Ice Cube or Mark Wahlberg will ever be.
Kurt just poured like $70 worth of wine into a Bud Light can.
Again.
It does.
Again.
By the way.
This is number two.
You've never heard of a mixer?
It does taste good.
It tastes very good. I could tell it was expensive wine. I'm happy to have it in a metal cup.
I actually also thought this is expensive wine.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's nice.
Thank you, Tom.
It tastes like success.
Welcome to the party.
It tastes good.
Oh, that is nice.
It's good.
That's pleasant.
Here, pass it around. Wow, it really warms you up. All right, Tim.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Law and Order the movie.
Ooh.
I was going to do that. That's a good idea.
But you fucked up. You didn't say SVU.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Hmm?
Hold on.
You got something?
No, I am sorry.
Well, thank you for playing, Kurt.
Now listen, I want to point out that one time I played this game, and the actor was Robin Williams, and I lost on the first round. I would like to point that out before I lose.
You've
on
made
this
a strong
round.
Comeback.
I mean, yeah,
and you've
I've
shown
already
us that you
two.
Love rappers turned actors.
Thank you so much. I've already gotten two.
If
so
Robin Williams had been a rapper, maybe you would have known more of his stuff.
It's a little known work that Ice Cube was in called Willow.
Willow?
Was he Willow?
Can you prove he wasn't?
Yeah, I think so. Tom, it's just you and me.
Let's go.
Let's do this. You got another one? Did you think of that one you were describing? Describe it some more so that I can name it.
Sure. So it's a T cube. Has to be a T or a cube.
Yeah.
All right. I feel like, am I wrong?
Maybe.
But Cube has shown up in a Christmas movie at least once. No.
You can't take hints like that.
You unpack groceries for 2 hours. Kurt.
Everybody got a
Kurt, Kurt, shut your mouth. Doug made me come here. And then I watched you unpack groceries for basically 70 minutes. Which is, God bless.
That's a lot shorter than 2 hours.
Okay, so my last one is, here we go.
Cube or tea?
Cube.
Oh, you have to call it? This is like bar pool?
Cube in the corner.
It's got to be cube. It's got to be
cube.
Shit,
I got to write that down for the show's hashtag. Cube in the corner.
It's got to be cube. And it is my friend.
Yeah. So good.
It's all right. It is.
I like that you tell people who are helping you. It's okay. Let them help me cheat.
It's okay.
Can I just say it? Just wait to get this over with?
Barbershop.
What? On the fifth mic drop, it was worth it.
Barbershop to you.
By the way,
colon. Oh, sweet, that's a haircut. No, is there more words in the title? Yeah. Probably. So I won't say that. I'll just go to what I was already going to say that we all missed until I say it right now. Boys in the Hood.
Yeah. Yep.
Tom.
Give us that Barbershop 2 tag.
Back in the shop. Still shopping.
Fading out.
Barbershop 2. Barbershop 2. Stay out, Whitey. Is there a white guy in the second one? Probably. Both. What do you think?
Who just... I said, aw.
Like a puppy was dying. She said, aw, like a puppy was dying.
I'm a grown man. And I love you back. But now I'm trying to think of the next.
We're out of time.
Yeah, do it. It's okay. I don't know.
I mean, we're not there yet, too.
No, it's okay. Yeah. No, but you can't say just, are we there yet, too. That doesn't count.
Why not?
Yeah.
That's not what it's called? Oh, yeah. Are we still not there? Are we still miles from our destination?
Close.
Can we GPS it? Daddy doesn't want a GPS, I think was the after the colon.
At what point during this episode has everyone turned it off?
Hopefully not yet, because there's somebody paid for an ad at the end. But that's okay, because Tom Lennon is our winner.
You won. You said you're bad at it. You won.
I won before, so this feels sad.
Sophia, where are you at? Come get all your stuff. Bring a helper.
Yes, Sophia.
I hope you have a tape player.
Yes, Sophia.
Do you have somebody that can help? Oh, wait, she wants to make a speech.
I'm from Reno, and I also have a Taylor Swift tattoo and an NWA tattoo.
Yeah.
She's from Reno. She has an NWA tattoo and a Taylor Swift tattoo.
This is a perfect triangle.
Which is how to survive in Reno. I was on the mean streets
of
Reno.
You don't want my prize?
No, I thought you wanted
it. Oh,
I was joking around about you should keep that for sure. Yeah. You got everything?
Maybe.
I think you do. It's heavy. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that your gifts
Yay.
Are heavy. Sophie.
Congratulations.
And here's your name tag back. Hopefully I'll get it all the way to you. Not quite. Didn't make it. Yeah. Well, your hands are full. But you gotta hang on to that, too. All right. Let's do some plugs. What do you got going on, Tim Dillon? Where can people come see you do your thing?
You could watch the comedy lineup on Netflix, episode 8. All of the episodes are good, but episode 8 is
That's
me.
The one?
Yeah, and Tim Dillon's Going to Hell podcast. If you like podcasts, one guy, thank you, or girl, or whatever.
All right, cool. Thank you for being here. Great first time appearance.
Thanks so much.
Yay.
Kurt, of course, has been here many times. Arden, what do you have to promote?
Is it because I took my calendar out, Doug?
No, what's going on, Kurt? You got some tour dates and stuff?
When does this air?
Tomorrow.
All right, great. I'm at the Irvine Improv on Friday, August 10th. Me and Jonah Ray are going out on tour in Georgia, Atlanta, and Athens, 30th and 31st. And then I'm in D.C., the 1st and the 2nd of September, or the 7th and 8th of September. So come on out. And
where are you at, D.C.?
Comedy Loft, new
Ooh,
place, new place.
New place, yeah.
And then in Vancouver, September 17th, 18th at Yuck Yucks.
Nice. Thank you. Kill Dill, where are you at? Where's the Kill Dill person?
He's over there.
Yeah, wait,
he might have left.
You didn't put his shithead on the back. Who's your shithead?
He might have died.
Kill Dill, are you here?
He's just a skeleton.
He's being
now.
Quiet. Who's your shithead?
Work tomorrow.
Okay. I like it. You don't have to repeat it. I'm going to say it at the end.
Okay.
Arden Marine, what are you, Insatiable on Netflix?
Insatiable on Netflix. All the episodes start this Friday, August 10th. It's really good. And I'll be doing Yuck Yucks Vancouver this fall. I'll be at Hyenas in Fort Worth, and I have host a podcast called Will You Accept This Rose podcast about The Bachelor. Yeah. And the finale one goes up tomorrow, and then Bachelor in Paradise starts this week. So much bone zoning, so little time.
What was the weird thing about this last Bachelor?
He was like this. He liked all of these terrible Instagram posts. You mean last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, it was tough because he was like a very sweet dum-dum but we all knew was like a horrible racist, but he seemed very pleasant on television. He was like the most, and then you're like, and she doesn't know all this stuff. And he like thought that some of the Parkland kids were like crisis actors and stuff.
Chris Harrison, or that's the guy who hosts it. He comes out and says to the lady,
it all came out as the season was airing because he was like, he was a front runner, and somebody looked at all of his, he liked all this terrible, he liked like anti-feminist, like, it, you know, like kids that are at the border, anything that you would not want to date, he liked. And it was like, and the other final runner up was actually in like a school shooting. He was like a kid that was like part, like he was a victim, like at a school shooting, and this guy thought that they're crisis actors. It's a disaster. And he won. He was very pleasant on the show, and then he's like, whew, this is tough.
They keep telling me, hang on, something's coming in. I'm hearing from the booth that he's from Reno.
He's from Reno.
Yeah, so sorry about that.
Reno 911 !! : Miami?
Tom Lennon, what's going on, buddy?
Doug, all the same stuff as normal.
Yeah, just drinking wine and wearing camouflage.
I'm in a movie that comes out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's that called?
It's called Dog Days.
Very nice.
Look at that, it's a tie-in.
It's one of those awesome Wednesday releases.
But can... okay, so I'll tell you this. if a movie's coming out on Friday... And then they test it, and it turns out it's better than they thought. It comes out on Wednesday.
They give it a Wednesday release.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in a movie
Boys
that comes out.
Hood.
Yeah. So I'm in a movie that comes out tomorrow called Dog Days. And then I'm in a movie that comes out next Wednesday called Puppet Master.
Let's hear it for all of my guests tonight. Tim Dillon, Kurt Braunohler, Arden Marine. And as always, 15,000 dollars ostrich jackets, and the people who buy them are a shithead. Working tomorrow is a shithead. And dickhead Trump is a shithead.
When you need energy on the go and don't have time to wait in line, grab Espresso Monster. Espresso Monster is a premium blend of espresso and cream made with freshly brewed espresso coffee, hormone-free milk, and a unique energy blend complete with taurine and B vitamins. Each can has 3 shots of espresso and comes in vanilla espresso, or espresso and cream flavors. Close your eyes, take a sip, and enjoy Espresso Monster today. Goodbye.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room.